This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Welcome to episode 87. Now, this is the fourth installment into the Mummy franchise. This is the Scorpion King from 2002, starring Dwayne Rock Johnson. Nate, how long has it been since you've seen the Scorpion King?
Oh, God. So I didn't see this in the theaters. My first time ever seeing it was when I bought it on DVD in like 2003, maybe. And I watched it in 2003. Loved it. Haven't watched it since then. So 18 years, roughly, since I've seen it.
Yeah, look, for me, this is a first time watch. I never seen this movie. Yeah, it's weird. I skipped by this. At the time, I did not like Rock movies. Because I was like, okay, he's a wrestler.
Well, this was like his first leading role.
Yeah, so I wasn't into it. But let's see my thoughts once we get into this movie. But for those of you out there that are listening to us or watching us on YouTube, we got a routine here that we go through. We do some box office numbers, some Rotten Tomatoes, and then right into some movie reviews. So we're going to start it off with the box office numbers for the 2002 hit, The Scorpion King, starring Dwayne Rock Johnson. Starting off with the domestic, $91 million. International, $89 million. On a worldwide total of $180 million. On a budget of $60
million. Hey, yeah. Look, not bad. Not bad at all. You know what? Maybe, you know what I think it was, to be honest, the budget to film ratio. The guy who directed this, a director named Chuck Russell, he comes from, so he directed Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, which is like most people's favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
He directed the Blob remake in the 80s. He directed The Mask with Jim Carrey. He directed Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he had a nice track record of movies that had a lot of effects, but probably weren't the big, big budgets. So I think that might have helped them, you know, help the studio. They picked the right guy for the job.
Yeah, but look, let's just see what the critics and the audience have to say with these Rotten Tomato scores.
Yeah, let's see if the critics think they picked the right man for the job or if they screwed up. So, okay, critics. This one comes in at a 41%. So not great. But if you look at the franchise as a whole, that's only 6% less than The Mummy Returns. And it's 29% more than The Mummy 3. So it's the third rate, highest rated by the critics, but audience is not crazy about it. It has a 38%. So they're in the same range. This is not a beloved classic early 2000s movie by these accounts, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, look, for those of you out there, we're going to throw out those scores. And now we're going to give you guys our scores and review on The Scorpion King from 2002. Starting off with the lead character, Scorpion King himself, Dwayne Rock Johnson. Nate, take it away with the lead character.
All right, so check it out. Little precursor. I saw this when I was 16. Like I said, I was a huge wrestling fan, and The Rock was my guy. I was a big fan of The Rock, the wrestler. And so when the movie came out, I was like, oh, that's like my favorite wrestler going right now. And he's in a movie? Love this movie. I loved this movie, I said. Loved it when I was 16. This is my first time seeing it. So I was like, I don't even know what to expect. All I remember is The Rock is in it. Now, lead character. This is not, he was not Dwayne Johnson yet. He was The Rock at this point still. You know? No, you're good. Because now he is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But in 2002, he was just The Rock. Nobody knew his name was Dwayne. So I gave him a 3. And I'll tell you why. He, full disclosure, I am a huge fan of The Rock still. Like, I like Dwayne Johnson as a person. I follow him on Instagram. I love him. He's super charismatic. And I like his movies in general. I like him in movies. But this was his first leading role. He didn't talk in The Mummy Returns. If you remember, all he did was yell some Egyptian words. And that was it. He was a little green, if you know what I mean. He was still kind of learning how to act. This is far from his best performance. To me, his real breakout would come, I think, maybe in his next movie, The Rundown. I love The Rundown. In that, he was already better. This wasn't great. The character is not what I thought it was. If you watch The Mummy Returns and you watch this, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same character. And I don't mean the PS2 graphics version. I mean the beginning battle scene where he's like awesome. He's not that he's not awesome in this, but he's not that. This is a prequel to The Mummy Returns. So I don't know. He was, you know, he was The Rock. He looked great. He looked the part 100%. Had the build. You know, I like him as a warrior guy, but it's not his best role. He had enough charisma to carry me through, but not enough to really impress me. So I'm going to give him the nice middle of the road 3.
All right, look, today I'm Nasty Nate, okay? Ooh, okay. Today I'm Nasty
evil.
Nate.
Evil
yeah,
Nate.
Yeah, Evil Nate is back, and it just went inside me like the Scorpion King. I called on to the gods of Evil Nate. I gave him a 2, and the reason why, it was just like, it felt so cartoony.
Yeah.
Like, he was very cartoony. And I'm sorry, I know, I like The Rock, too. I thought, as a wrestler, he's a god to everybody, right? He's good with the mic. He's good with the wrestling. That is totally different when you go behind the cameras in the movie. Yeah. That shit goes right out the window. But in this movie, my man is straight cartoon, like Conan the Barbarian cartoon. This dude shot an arrow and shot the guy through a hut. I was like, there is no way in hell. Yeah, like, it was just so comical, and it reminded me of, like, old Arnold Schwarzenegger action movies. Like, remember when, like, I think it's Commando, when he lifts the damn Porsche over?
He flips the car.
Yeah, he flips the car over, and you're like, what the hell? Or he's holding the guy with one leg on off a cliff, and then he just lets him go. Like, stuff like that. And it was just very cartoony, and especially, like, we love The Mummies, right? Like, that we liked it because of the way the story is. Like, this didn't feel like that. Like that, like I thought when I was watching this, I thought we were gonna get that style of writing with the Rock, right? And we did not get that, and I felt so weird. Like, yeah, it was just bad acting. And again, I'm starting to like him now. He grew as an actor the older he got, and we're gonna be reviewing the next episode. It's gonna be San Andreas, which we're gonna be talking about. And you see him progress. So, like, in this one, he's the pebble, and then he becomes the rock in terms of acting.
No, this one, he's the rock, and then he becomes the boulder.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he becomes the boulder because, like, I did not like him here in acting. Sure. Like, I did not like him. I thought that he's good in the action sequences. You could tell he did his stunts because he
the physical stuff is a piece of cake. Yeah.
I thought it was very cartoony. I'm not going to drag it out. I just gave him a 2. But let's get into main villain.
All right, so main villain. I forget his name. It was, Mem something. It was something with an M. Look, he is a solid villain. He's a solid villain, in my opinion. He's a very solid villain. If you look at this kind of movie, I'm glad you said it, because I was going to say it later, but this so reminded me of a Conan the Barbarian movie, but PG-13, right? Like, it's not R-rated, but it's in that vein. It feels like an 80s fantasy movie, kind of, more than anything. So, and it could be the choice of director. Like I said, you know, started off in the 80s. I don't know. But I like the villain. For one, out of all the movies we've been watching, he's the first one in a while that can fight for himself. He matches the Scorpion King as a character. He's in the beginning story, they're talking about how he's like the deadliest swordsman on earth. Great. So he'll actually fight for once. You know what I mean? And he's a person who's in charge of people, but also fights his own fights, right? He doesn't just rely on everyone else to fight for him, which I always like in a villain. Get out there, fight for yourself. And he pretty much beats up the Scorpion King until, you know, it's one of those fights where the Rock almost wins by not luck, but by the skin of his teeth. You know what I mean? It's not a dominant fight by any means. If anything, it's dominant for the villain until the very end.
Right.
Here's my issue. This actor's not good. If they would have had a better actor in the role, I probably would have gave it a higher score, to be honest, because I don't think there's a big problem with the villain. The motives are there. He's got the witch. He wants to take over everything. He's got a fortune teller lady who knows if they're going to win the battle. He fights. I liked him. The actor's so bland. He's so bland, and he has no charisma. He brings the score down a bit. I give the villain a 3.5. I actually liked him better than The Rock in this movie. So I'm going to give him a 3.5.
Yeah, look, the actor's name is Steve Brand, and you're right, because he is Steve Bland. Steve Bland. Stephen Bland, that's his name.
Yep.
His name is weird, because it's like a Thundercats bad guy name. Its name is Mumnom.
Memnon, that's what it is. Yeah,
Memnon. Mumnom. Yeah, but to me it sounds like Mumra from Thundercats.
King Num-Num.
Num-Num. King Shark.
This was their original.
Yeah, it's the original King Shark. So, you're right. He had everything. Another bad act. I mean, when you put two bad actors on TV, on screen, it's a mix for a disaster. And this is where we're leading with this movie.
Yeah.
He had the look. I do understand why they picked him. He had the look, but after that, my God, his acting is god awful. I mean, him and The Rock in some scenes were painful to sit through. And I am sorry to say, I'm not an acting coach, but I know in bad movies when you sit down and you see him. Because we saw back to back from Mummy 3 to Scorpion King. And it is, I mean, I don't know which is worse yet because we didn't give our scores. But I did not like Mumra. I mean, Num-Nums, whatever. I agree with you. I did give him a 3.5 because he did have everything that you want in a villain. And he did fight The Rock. That was a pretty good battle they had at the end of the movie when they were fighting on top of the pyramid or whatever the hell that was, a castle or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a fortress.
Whatever. Yeah, some Roman fortress thing. Yeah. And that was pretty cool. I was like, all right, that is actually a pretty cool scenery set piece. They fought. That was pretty cool. And you're right. I mean, out of all the movies that we've seen, this is the almost besides the mummy from the first movie fighting back the hero. So I will give you that. Yeah. So I gave him a 3.5.
Yeah, guys, that 3.5 is for the character, not the actor. If there was a great actor in that role, it could have been 4, 4.5, to be honest, but he brings it down. All right. Action. So this is an action movie. More than any of the other mummy movies, this is an action movie. This is not an adventure film. This is an action movie set in an old time, right? Like in 2000 years ago, Egypt area, Middle East, whatever. It starts with action. There's a lot of fights. There's a lot of chases. There's a lot of action scenes. There's a lot of fire. It's an action movie. I'll be honest. So of the four mummy movies, this was the one that probably fits our podcast really the most in the sense of it's a true action film. The action's okay. It's not bad. It's definitely better than The Mummy 3. It's mostly well shot. You could see what's going on. So I like the way it was directed. It's just nothing earth shattering. It's fine. Like I was entertained during the action. I did like the last fight. It was good. I liked the early fight. Like the one in the very beginning was great. It was brutal. Like it was pretty violent. Yeah. They start the movie off pretty violent for a PG-13 film. I was like, is this rated R? And then there's not blood, but like people get their heads chopped off in this. People get hit with arrows and swords and sliced. And so I gave it this is another one where I gave it a 3.5. I couldn't bring myself to give anything in this movie a 4, but I didn't want to totally disrespect it. And the action's solid. So I gave it a 3.5.
One thing you said that I actually agree with you on is this did have the most actions out of the three movies that we've seen.
Yeah.
But out of the three actions, this one I felt was way cartoonier than the other movies, right? Like if you see Mummy 1 and 2, those felt like a real movie, right? This one felt very cartoony. And then The Rock spinning his sword every time he kills someone, he's like, which I was laughing. I cannot stop laughing. You know, the actions were pretty good. I mean, that was memorable action scene. I mean, when he put himself on a catapult and shot himself through a window.
That was awesome. You got it.
I thought that was hilarious, to be honest with you. I mean, that was funny when he landed into the women's room. And they stole all his weapons. Yeah, I thought that was pretty, you know, there were scenes that, not like I said, it's not as a memorable movie for those of you, but there was a lot of scenes that you go, okay, this is actually a fun, like when he fought Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah, when they were fighting each other, I mean, he's not a good swordsman, but it is what it was for that time, right? He's the best actor
in this movie.
Yeah, he was the only good actor in this movie. I agree. I gave him a 3.5. In terms of action, I'm not going to deduct points because honestly, you're right. This did have a lot of action. Even the beginning when his brother got killed, which I felt bad for him, right? Like, you're like, holy crap. But yeah. All right. Storyline.
2. This is the worst part. It's the worst part of the whole movie. this is the worst part of the whole movie is the storyline. And it's just because it's so thin. Like, this is like one of those movies that's a script where it's like a little bit of, like a couple of pages of dialogue. And the rest is just the action scenes. You know what I mean? It's very thin. Like the plot is that the Scorpion King is hired by this clan to kill this guy who's killing everybody. He gets betrayed. So he steals their witch and he tries to get revenge. That's pretty much it. Like there's not anything else to it. It's very small scale for this franchise, right? Like all these other movies had these big budgets, very epic. In scale.
Yeah.
Maybe not 3. Well, 3 tried, but it's just terrible. But this one is way more small scale. It also had the lowest budget, which it makes a lot of sense when you think about it. That being said, it's not a great script. The dialogue is absolutely corny. It is like nothing that is spoken in this movie is like believable. It's all very cornball. It reminds me of an 80s movie. Like there's a lot of 80s movies like this. And, you know, people have nostalgia for 80s movies and that's cool. And so a lot of them are better, but this has that feel. And it took the, but it's like the wrong elements from the 80s movies and put it in their movie, you know? So it's a 2. I've seen worse. It's not like god awful, but it has enough to get you from the start of the movie till the end of the movie. And that's it. 2.
You know, I'm going to go straight off the bat. I gave it a 1. This is not a good storyline. I'm sorry. Okay. I was not, honestly, I watched it to watch. I mean, we watched it because of the reviewing. So to be honest with you, there was nothing in the movie that kept me wanting to see more. Like, I was just watching it just so we could get to the review of this movie. But there was nothing for me to care about. Like, it was just like, it was a weird movie. Like, it was just a corny ass 2002 movie. Yeah. Like, it was just a bad movie, like written bad. And what's crazy is that I was like reading up on this. This script was written by the guy who wrote The Mummy 1.
Yeah, Stephen Sommers was a writer and a producer.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell happened to you, bro? Like, the first two mummies are good. I mean, I know you didn't like the second one, but they were good compared to this one. And this one just felt flat, like a total 360 in character and storyline and whatever. I just felt so, like, you're right. So it looked like he was just in his 80s mood when he wrote this damn thing, because the horror is, some lines are so bad that I was just like, wow, why did they keep this line in? And I don't know, man. Even in the beginning when the guy, when he with the chandelier and he cut the chandelier, he goes, "You missed." And then he yanked the dude and then went up his butt and then he went.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was like, this is so bad. That was a bad scene in the beginning anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gave it a 1. What's your overall?
Fair. So here's the thing about it. This movie, for me, falls into that very special category of watchable crap. It's not good. It's not good. But I can very easily sit through it. It's 90 minutes. It's not 2 hours. Like, The Mummy 2 is also watchable crap to me, but it's 2 hours. This is only 90 minutes. It's even shorter. I'm in and out. I make a sandwich. By the time I'm done eating my sandwich and my chips, the movie's over. Wow, it's over. So I have a good time with it, and I don't disagree with anything you say. It is poorly written. The acting's not good, but there's a certain charm to the badness to me. You know how some of those movies just hit you like, this ain't good, but something about it, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
That's the Scorpion King. It's one of those that, you know, I can make a list. So no, I don't think it's great. And this is not a full-on recommendation for everybody to see it. You may not like it. I gave it a 3. It's a 6 out of 10 for me. I don't hate this movie. I think I find it entertaining for a lot of the wrong reasons, but entertaining nonetheless. I was never bored. I didn't want to turn it off. I wasn't angry. I didn't want to snap my remote. I was just like, hey, this movie's on. Kelly, who was in it, she's pretty. That guy was annoying. The other guy, I hated the guy who follows him around when they get safe from the ants. But yeah, I don't hate this movie, but so I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm drinking tonight. It got to be some Nate hate drink, because the hate juice, because you know what? I gave this thing a 1.
Ooh,
this is not a good movie, bro. I don't think I was going to buy this in 4K, and I don't think I could buy it in 4K and put it on the list. I'm going to pick it up if it's on sale just to put it with my mummy collection. But honestly, it's not a good movie. I mean, to a lot of people, let's really be honest. Like, even if someone sits down and, like you said, it's a watchable crap. Yeah, it is a watchable crap. But for other people that sit down, they're never going to put this on. I cannot see someone go, hey, guys, you want to see Scorpion King? Because everyone's going to go, nah, man. No way.
Well, It depends. It depends on your age. Because I feel like if you were younger when this came out, like 2002, like let's say 7, 8, 9, 10, I bet a lot of those people like it now. Because I would wager money. I was a little older, so I have like only a little nostalgia for it. But if you were an adult when this came out, I agree with you 100%. Like, you're not going to ever want to watch it again, probably.
But have you ever met someone that goes, yo, I recommend Scorpion King, man? Go watch Scorpion King.
This is not one of those movies. There's tons of movies that are pretty good that no one ever recommends. But no one's ever came up to me and said, hey, Scorpion King.
Put that joint on your 4K list. Like,
yeah, that's true. I'm not buying it on 4K.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But the, okay, but look, I gave it a one. Okay, I'm gonna get it. Like I said, I'm gonna put it on sale. I'm gonna put it on my collection because so far I've been buying everything we reviewed because yeah. I enjoy them or I hate them or it's a waste of film. This falls on the waste of film category.
Whoa,
but, yeah.
Jeez.
But you know
this
what?
Is a, if, as bad as if, the Mummy 3?
No, I'd rather see this than the okay. Mummy 3. Chocolate Jet Li. I can't go with Chocolate Jet Li.
And that
sorry.
Cost three times the budget of this movie.
That's true. That was $145 million from what I remember Ooh. To 60. Yeah. So you're kind of yeah. right. I might, you know what? I might change my overall.
If we think about the Mummy 3, it automatically yeah, goes up.
I just thought about that. You know what? Because of the Mummy 3, I'm jacking 1.0. I'm going to give this an overall 2. I'm giving this a 2 overall because Mummy 3 is still bad in our list.
That's true.
That's,
you're right.
That's the tending pole. You know what? This is a yeah. 2 overall. What's your total points?
Okay, total 15 out of 25. Still, that's not a great score. Nothing over a 4. Nothing remarkable. A bunch of a good amount of okay things and some crap. That's what it is. But I don't hate it. It's a 15.
Yeah, you know what? For me, because I had to jack up the overall, it went from an 11 to a 12.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a bigger dozen, man. It's
Big
a bigger dozen. Yeah.
Nice.
Who don't like dozen 12 dozen donuts? Everyone loves dozen donuts.
Everyone loves a dozen
yeah,
of anything.
So you know what? Yeah. Everyone's going to love Scorpion King.
That's right,
why
baby.
Not? Look,
Scorpion King.
If you're out there, if you really enjoy corny-ass movie, corny lines. I mean, the dude shoots like 10 arrows from one hand and shoots people out huts. Then this movie's for you. Like Nate said, this is something if you grew up as a wrestling fan, this is for you. I never seen it. So for me, it's just not a good movie. But for those of you out there that enjoy, you might have it on 4K. God bless you, bro. God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
Yeah, God
no,
bless
you. No, I had
you.
It in my wish list and I removed it. I haven't. So I own it because I had this Mummy 4 pack and yeah. it came in that. And then when I upgraded to the 4K, it didn't come with it. So I took out the Blu-ray of the Mummy 3,
yeah.
threw that in the garbage because well, who needs a Blu-ray of that?
That's true.
And I put the Scorpion King in that little sleeve. So now I have it, but it's on Blu-ray and that's where it will stay. It will stay on Blu-ray. I'm not upgrading. I canceled it. I said, I don't need this in 4K. Now that I've watched it, I don't need this in 4K. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to put it on my wish list. If it drops below $10, then I'll pick it up.
It got to be. Oh, the
yeah,
4K?
Yeah, this is $22 right now. As we speak, yeah, it's $222. It got to go $10. Yeah, $10. Then we're good to go. All right, total my points, buddy. My friend.
Yeah. Oh, it was 15 and you had a 12.
Yeah, I had a 12. Oh, my bad. Yeah. You know what to do.
All right, so that wraps up our Mummy franchise. I'll be honest, I'm glad to get out of the sand, get into some more modern movies. This is yeah. only 4 movies. It felt like 8. I don't know if it's just me, or if you agree,
bro.
But it felt like 8. And maybe that's because of the last 2 movies just yeah. felt like an eternity. But I'm glad we're moving on. So our next franchise, very excited, Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Bond film. So next week, we will be starting with Casino Royale.
Ooh.
A movie I saw in the theater and was like, so good, I wanted to slap my mama. And then our next episode, we're starting our disaster movies with another Rock. So we had a Rock double feature this week, San Andreas. So that's what you want to keep. Oh, and also the bonus episode, we'll be ranking the Mel Gibson movies from last month. So keep an eye out for all those great episodes coming your way.
Yeah, of course. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out a podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks. And of course, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button if you enjoyed this video and you want to support the channel. Of course, if you like the video, please hit that like button. Hit those notification bells so every time video reviews drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, me and Nate will be returning back to live streaming November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Levels of Geeks channel. And then, of course, if you guys want to take us on the go, please search for Action Movie Guys on any of your podcast platform, whether it's Twitch, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any platform that plays podcasts, just search for Action Movie Guys. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.